From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, February 25th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board of Education approved a resolution approving the alternative veterans exemption following a hearing on Tuesday, February 23rd. The exemption approved applies only to combat veterans. The vote was split 5-4. The hearing was attended by more than 20 people, including Suzette Boy, director of the County Real Property Tax Service Agency, and Columbia County Clerk Hallie Tanner. The board heard from community members speaking in favor of the resolution and against. The exemption will result in an additional $8.32 on a tax bill for a property assessed at $100,000 located in the Chatham District. For a veteran with a property at the same value, they will save $304, or more than 19%. New Lebanon is now the only school district in Columbia County that has not held a vote on the exemption. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that a 36-year-old man died while in police custody at the Greene County Jail on Monday, February the 22nd. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said Robert C. Nissel, Jr. of Socrates was found dead in his cell on Monday night by a county corrections officer during regular rounds. According to Seeley, Nissel appeared fine earlier that evening during mail distribution and dinner. It was during the next round of cell checks that Nissel was found dead. The sheriff said there was no obvious cause of death and the investigation is ongoing. Seeley said, and I quote, "I can tell you he wasn't physically abused and he didn't hang himself," end quote. Nissel was transported to St. Peter's Hospital in Albany, where an autopsy was performed on Wednesday, February 23rd. The results of that autopsy will be known in 3 or 4 weeks. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the possible legalization of the sale of fireworks in Columbia County dominated the County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee meeting last week. Supervisors heard a presentation from Vincent Szabo of Phantom Fireworks and Wayne Lair, Jr. with Statewide Public Affairs Incorporated, a government relations and communications firm, on the proposed Columbia County Sparkling Device Law. Szabo explained that New York has authorized for retail sales various forms of fireworks, including party poppers, snappers, and wooden sparklers. However, aerial devices, bottle rockets, firecrackers, and Roman candles are still illegal. To sell fireworks, retailers typically pay $250 for a tent and $2,500 for a brick-and-mortar location, plus sales tax. Phantom's goal is to establish 3 tents per county. Arguing against the legalization, County Fire Coordinator William Hurt presented information on the link between fireworks and fires. He also said legal, and I quote, "safe and sane," end quote, fireworks cause more injuries than illegal fireworks, especially among preschool-aged children. Tom Rector, president of the Columbia County Fire Chiefs Association, concurred. Following the conversation, the committee agreed to table the matter until its next meeting on March 17th. At present, 35 of the state's 57 counties have legalized the retail sale of certain types of fireworks, including Dutchess, Greene, Rensselaer, and Ulster. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, 10,500 people were injured by fireworks countrywide in 2014. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting from New York News Connection for the Public News Service on pipeline opponents asking the DEC to deny a permit.
Opponents of a proposed gas pipeline want the state to stop the project by denying a water quality certificate. The 30-inch pipeline is being built by the Constitution Pipeline Company, a joint venture of Williams Partners and Cabot Oil and Gas. It would run 124 miles from northern Pennsylvania to Schoharie County, New York, crossing under 277 bodies of water. According to Wes Gillingham with Catskill Mountain Keeper, the Department of Environmental Conservation has been highly critical of the construction plans.
There's a whole series of comments that DEC made to protect water, and they were basically ignored by Cabot and Williams, and they put forward the same proposals.
The company points out that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's environmental impact statement says the project's impact would be less than significant with the implementation of proposed mitigation measures. The DEC has until April to grant or deny the water quality certificate. Gillingham says the commission views pipelines as public necessities, thereby empowering companies to seize private land through eminent domain.
And they're taking New Yorkers and Pennsylvanians' property that people have worked their lifetime for, and they're taking it away for their own corporate interest.
120 landowners would lose property to the gas company for our pipeline construction. Gillingham notes that this isn't the only project. Gas and oil companies are building pipelines all over the country.
They're pushing really hard to lock us into an infrastructure for the next 30 to 50 years when we need to be moving away from greenhouse fossil fuels and relying much more heavily on renewables.
For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to keep quiet on possible ethics reform in Albany. In Kingston on February 24th to tout his $15 minimum wage proposal, he was asked why he was not discussing the issue. He said, and I quote, "We are, it's just in phases," end quote. But Seeler writes, and I quote, "Since his State of the State address last month, Cuomo has discussed ethics in public only in response to reporters' questions and has often answered by saying that the public needs to reach out to their lawmakers to demand change," end quote. Many legislators in Albany have faced jail time in the past year because of ethical lapses, and it has been reported that the New York State Ethics Committee has not met in at least 5 years. And New York recently scored an F in ethics enforcement from the Center of Public Integrity and Global Integrity. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. In our final story, the Daily Premium reports that the Kingston-based radio station WGHQ 920 AM stops airing Connecticut's Robin Hood Radio, changing to a country music format next week. Robin Hood Radio airs on three stations in Connecticut with national public radio programming. The Kingston Community Radio Show will continue to air on WGHQ from 7 to 9 a.m. on weekdays. But otherwise, the station will play older country stars such as Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn, and newer artists such as Brad Paisley, Ken Chesney, and Miranda Lambert. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is day 15 of the WGXC High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers today. It will be mostly cloudy with temperatures falling to around 45 degrees by 5 p.m. The chance of precipitation is 50%. The Thursday night, a chance of rain showers, possibly mixing with snow after 11 p.m., then gradually ending. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees on Thursday night. The chance of precipitation is 30%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 30 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Sunrise today was at 6:36 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:40 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, which is 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 25th day of February, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.